It's South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hakala, and it's time now to check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. Good morning, David.
And good morning to you, Rob.
All right. Interesting topic this week is something ripped from the headlines. We had learned a supermarket had, by the way, they've got a couple locations in our area, but they have recently begun deploying facial recognition technology. Okay, this is interesting, David. All right, fill us in here on this story.
Exactly. So Pam brought this up to me earlier in the week, and I thought it was fascinating that Wegmans is using facial recognition technology in their Massachusetts and New York stores to identify what they call is individuals who were previously flagged for misconduct. I'm not sure how that works out. It means that they caught them shoplifting or whatever. But they're using cameras now to check those people or get those people recorded biometrically when they come in their stores.
Okay. So, again, this would be and Wegmans overall, I think, has been a pretty popular, well-liked supermarket chain. I had not heard of another store doing this. I think that's why it made the headlines, right?
Exactly. And, you know, because they're doing it now, we have to think about what's happening in Massachusetts, which for privacy and data like that, there's not a lot. So we don't have currently a specific law requiring companies to obtain consent, although police departments require warrants and documentation. There's no requirement for signage or public notices about data being collected. And it just doesn't apply to anything like private retailers like Wegmans. So to me, it's just like security for everything. This data is going to be saved on a server, and it's going to be saved where? In the cloud for the most part. And how safe and secure is that?
I suppose for their store, they think this would be, you know, they're probably just saying, well, the technology is available. Why not use it? Remember in the old days, maybe sometimes in a local store, you'd go in and there'd be, say there was somebody that shoplifted all the time and there'd be a picture of, I'll just call them, you know, Joe or Mary or whatever, you know, hanging in there. Remember the picture in the store? If you see this person,
exactly. You
know, tell them to get lost or whatever. They're going to say, well, this is just the modern version of this. This is storing all the pictures.
Exactly. They're storing private biometric data that is not like a password. It can't be changed. Your face is your face.
Yeah.
So if it gets loose in the wild, who knows how it could be used? Or it could be used for pretty much anything. Identity theft. Just think about how many cyber criminals could make that data valuable.
Yeah. You're right, because again, Wegmans is not the NSA. We know that, all these companies are vulnerable, and so the data will be there. But you're right. I think it's only a matter of time. But most people listening this morning are going to say, okay, fine, they're going to have the data, and I know at some point something's going to happen.
Exactly right. So I think what we need to do is we need to work with our government and our elected officials and try to get some of these protection bills passed. Like, for instance, there was a Senate bill number 43 that was introduced last March that would require at least written notice and explicit consent for biometric collection, limits on how long the data can be stored, and prohibitions on selling or trading that biometric data. But the bill is stalled, waiting House action for almost a year now.
Is that a local, a state, or a national, did you say?
That's a national.
Okay, I was going to say, because with a lot of these stores, you know, it's going to get more and more confusing. You know, a lot of these big companies, you know, they're going to be they operate in many states.
Right, as Wegmans does. But, you know, I don't want to pick at any of the markets, but how long before other markets or department stores or gas stations will potentially start doing this type of data collection?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how long before Marty the robot starts staring you down and knows who you are? Yeah, no, you're right. But I guess the other thing is, obviously, David, what would be the difference because it's stored as opposed to, say, for example, now you probably know this when you go to a store and for some reason, you know, certain aisles, all of a sudden you go there, you notice that when you're shopping and then a camera pops on and says you're being recorded or something like that, right?
Yep. So it's the same type of thing, but you need to know that it's happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You probably can't stop it, but we want to be aware of what's being done.
Yeah. So at least, I mean, because that's the thing. They kind of make it clear. There's like a big light that flashes and says, you know, recording now or something like that. And it's the same thing. Like for some reason, like makeup, or maybe you're in one of the, you know, the big home improvement stores and you're in like a tool aisle. You know, it's the same kind of thing. They have certain aisles where you're being recorded, but you're told about it, right?
Exactly right. So you know it's happening, but you don't expect it walking into a supermarket to buy you milk and bread.
No.
But maybe we should.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right, because I guess this, again, as we talked about, is always going, we do the technology first and come up with rules later. So we have kind of the untested, and you're right. I suppose if they don't receive pushback, then what would prevent other stores from doing it too? And then what happens even if they make a law later on? I don't know. Will they get rid of it?
Exactly. They have not said, Rickman's has not said, how long they'll keep the data. So just for the amount of time that it's important. Well, that could be important for 25 years.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. No. I mean, I'm all against stopping shoplifting. And I know for a lot of the stores, you know, it's more and more expensive. Like, that's the reason sometimes they have to leave, is because they just end up losing too much money in certain areas. But you got to at least make it clear to people. And I think if you can do it in a way that's, you know, fair, that's the way to do it.
You want to be above board and all of this. And you know, Rob, I never thought about Marty. That's a concern, too.
Well, I don't know if the robot can be used for, you know, that kind of purpose as well. I don't know. But they already got the robot, so yeah, why not? It's very interesting. I still think about, remember facial recognition. We can go back to Minority Report in 2002. And think about, you know, that was really ahead of its time. They were talking about by identifying you from your eyes. Remember, he had the different eyeballs. And so that was the only way he could change, because the scanner would scan you. It was basically also to sell you stuff individually. It would come and then it would know who you are. And then, yeah.
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to The Gap. How those assorted tank tops work out for you?
Yeah, there you go. How do those tank tops?
That's right.
So, you know, it's very interesting to see where this all goes. But, you know, that was the future. Now I guess it's here, David, right?
Yeah, the scope of this technology, as you just said, this is only facial recognition. Eye scans and voice prints are probably going to be the next things that are tested and used in the field.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, get the latest on this article. This was about specifically Wegmans is the company that has begun deploying facial recognition technology. David, where can people go to read more?
Let's go to AxSmartIT.com and click on my blog link.
AxSmartIT.com. David Snell, AxSmartIT in Wareham. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. AxSmartIT.com.